Welcome to Washington Exec's Givers of GovCon podcast series, where we highlight the philanthropic efforts within the government contracting community and speak to the leaders spearheading them. Over the next weeks, you'll hear us talk with givers of all kinds as we dig deeper into how and why they're giving back. So thanks for tuning in and enjoy this next episode of Givers of GovCon.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Givers of GovCon. I'm Amanda Zieda with Washington Exec, and joining me on today's episode is Chris Oliver. He's the CEO of ID Technologies. Thank you so much for being here today, Chris.
Thanks for having me, Amanda.
Of course. So I understand ID Technologies has a partnership with the nonprofit Catch a Lift Fund. Can you help us understand what the focus of this cause is and how ID Technologies got involved?
It's really interesting. It was a very ironic relationship. About 3 years ago, we started out to endeavor to put together an official corporate citizenship program. And in the course of doing that, it was right around that time where one of our employees had come across the Catch a Lift Foundation. And they had said, hey, as you all are moving your corporate citizenship program forward, this is an organization that you should really look at. It's got a veteran benefit associated with it. I think it would fit very well within the culture of IDT. And so as the timing happened to be ironic, we had a chance to get exposed to the organization. Catch a Lift focuses on assisting post 9/11 combat injured veterans regain their mental and physical health through gym memberships, in-home gym equipment, personalized fitness and nutrition programs, and through a support of their peer networks. What's the most interesting about Catch a Lift is the story behind it. I had a chance to meet the director of Catch a Lift, Lynn Coughlin, shortly after the introduction to the organization. And Lynn's story just really struck us at IDT with a lot of personal impact. Lynn started the foundation in memory of her brother, Chris. Chris Coughlin was an Army intelligence officer who was killed in action in Afghanistan while serving Operation Enduring Freedom. Chris's story and his legacy was one that, frankly, will just give you goosebumps once you learn about it. Chris was a late-in-life adult male who didn't have a family, hadn't been married. When 9/11 hit, he felt very inspired to go and join military service. His real inspiration was in the fact that he was somebody that he felt who was a physically fit individual, who was a deep patriot to the country, but also didn't have specific ties back in the way of family or kids or wife, where he felt that if he could go provide the ultimate sacrifice, he could potentially take the place for somebody else who had different circumstances at home. Chris joined the Army. Unfortunately, he lost his life in 2009, but Chris was deeply passionate about physical education. And Chris had a saying, every time he was going to go work out or lift, he'd say to his sister, I'm going to go catch a lift. So she named the foundation after him. The foundation is really represents and embodies Chris's spirit through the eyes of Lynn. It's about selflessness. It's about the power of healing. It's about the power of physical well-being. Once we got to learn Chris's story and hear it through Lynn's first lens, it just became a charitable organization that we immediately grasped onto and immediately knew this was going to be a long partnership for ID Technologies. We firmly believe in the cause. We firmly believe in the mission they support. And as we'll talk about, it's empowered us to have a very deep relationship where not only were we able to give back to veterans, but we've actually gained a lot of employee benefit as well for our employees being associated with and supporting the foundation.
Wow, that's a really incredible story. I was unaware of the background. Very touching. And I can sense that the passion and your voice that you have for this mission. What is the extent of your personal involvement with the Catch a Lift Foundation?
Since we've been involved with the organization for the last 3 years, it is a part of our official corporate citizenship program. I really champion the cause internally to make sure that we internally are giving the organization the right resources it needs. We continue to make financial commitments to the organization on a yearly basis. We provide our employees opportunities to get involved with Catch a Lift, and also we're providing resources to the organization. So it's my job really to make sure that we're aligning the resources, the financial ability, and kind of the overall corporate culture to make sure that we continue to support the foundation such as Catch a Lift.
Awesome. And like you were mentioning on the ID Technologies part, what's some of the work you've been doing so far with the organization? How is ID Technologies involved?
We support the organization through financial contributions. Our employees, one of the big underpinnings of our corporate citizenship program is to make sure that our employees get some benefit out of it as well. That's not only in just writing personal proverbial checks, right, which they all have the ability to do, but we also choose foundations or choose charitable organizations that allow for our employees to get engaged. So Catch a Lift hosts physical fitness events. They host nutrition events. They host events where our employees are able to also personally get involved and give back to the veteran community. Another area for which we support them is in business expertise. So ID Technologies is a technology company focused on the military community and the DoD community. So one of the things that we do with Catch a Lift is we provide them some expertise in the areas that we're experts in, which is IT. We help them with technology. We help them with building their digital platforms. We kind of lend our expertise to help them empower the mission and create a better digital experience for the veterans that participate in the program.
That's actually really unique. I've been doing a few of these interviews, obviously, as part of the Giver series. And that's a unique take on support, but it makes so much sense, right? I mean, that is the expertise in this industry. So why not lend that kind of support?
Yeah, it's funny. That was kind of birthed out of some conversations that we were having with Lynn, and it wasn't intentional. We didn't intentionally start out to say, how can we help you based off our own expertise? As we started to dig into the organization and understand the benefits, but also the challenges of the organization. Every organization, every foundation, every company has weaknesses and has challenges. And we started talking about some of the areas where they struggle, and IT was one of them, right? Or digital experience was one of them. And one of the things that we identified early on was, hey, you know what? That's something we're actually pretty good at, right? So we should, and that's something we have resident experts available. And if they can carve out a couple hours of their day or month or week or year, or we can tune them over to some partners that we have from a technical perspective, it has worked very well. And we've also carried that forward with some other charitable organizations we support as well.
Awesome. So I also wanted to ask if you've been able to witness the difference this partnership has made in the lives of veterans, wounded veterans, the community it serves at all.
We have. We've been very fortunate over the last 3 years to get pretty connected with the veterans that are participating. That we have a sample population of veterans that participate in the Catch a Lift Foundation. And through that, we've become aware of not only how this benefits them, but we've also gained some personal relationships in that process. For me, and probably speaking for the organization, to get to see firsthand how the veterans are positively impacted by getting access to gym memberships, nutrition programs, and coach-led mentorships, you get to see how that changes their daily lives. My personal experience in getting to know the veterans and understanding how this benefits them, it's not only so much the physical impact that it has on their lives to better their physical fitness, but it really is the mental impact, right? It really is the ability to become more mentally aware, more mentally strong through physical fitness. That's something that I relate to in my personal life. And to be able to see that in the veterans, it's really, really powerful when you get to see the power of the work that Lynn and Catch a Lift is doing put into action, where you physically get to see how these veterans respond to be able to get access to these programs that they may not have access to. We've been very fortunate to be able to witness that firsthand, Amanda.
Awesome. Yeah, and you mentioned in the beginning, learning the story of the Catch a Lift Foundation and how you latched on to this cause. Is there any other reasons why this particular cause is so important to IDT?
It's threefold, I guess. You know, first, the military community is the community that we serve. And being able to give back inside of that community is very important to the corporate culture of IDT. We at IDT have numerous amount of veterans who work for us. And so the cause for them has become deeply personal. To be able to give back to their brothers and sisters who have served and to be able to give back in a meaningful way, that not only creates benefit for Catch a Lift, but it also creates benefit for the corporate culture of IDT. The one thing that really struck me when we made a decision to partner with Catch a Lift was they were serving a void in the market. There's a number of just incredibly great veteran foundations and veteran charities out there. And the one thing that struck me was this one was intentionally focused on post-9/11 veterans, specifically to support physical well-being, mental well-being. So essentially what they do is they provide gym memberships, they provide coaching programs, they provide nutrition programs, they provide in-home gym equipment for those who may not be able to travel to a gym. It felt like there was a void in the market, at least that I was aware of, for somebody that was focused on veteran health and veteran physical fitness. Secondarily, they were a local organization. They're based out of Baltimore, Maryland. So there was a local geographical connection to us being in the DC area, the Beltway area. And so I think a combination of all those things was really impactful for us as to why we decided that this cause was super important for us to support.
What kind of impact does this partnership have on employees and how are they involved?
Share a really cool story with you. We were in a meeting with Lynn 2.5 years ago, and she asked a question to us, and she said, "What can I do for you?" And it struck me, sitting in that conversation, sitting across the table from Lynn, and we're here to talk about what we can do to help you, and we're here to talk about what we can do to help the foundation. It was very astute of her to ask, well, what can we do to help you? And through the course of that conversation, it struck a number of us that maybe there were some ways that we could benefit each other. We never wanted to utilize our corporate citizenship program as a marketing opportunity. It's not who we are. It's not something that we believe in. But in the course of this conversation with Lynn, we crafted this idea where we are a military supportive community. We sell IT to the military community, to the national security community. And we have points of presence throughout the country on a weekly basis at various trade shows and industry events. And we came up with this really cool idea of how could we embed Catch a Lift into the stuff that we do at trade shows that would have impact to Catch a Lift and ultimately have some impact to our employees. So we came up with this concept of, in our major trade show events, we had Catch a Lift in our booth. And they would bring senior members of Catch a Lift veterans into the booth with us, and they would have a pull-up bar in the booth. And they would do a pull-up contest. And the pull-up contest would be members of Catch a Lift, some of them double amputees, right, would do pull-ups against current military personnel who were at the trade show. Cool. And it created this extremely organic, just natural collaboration between current military community and the veteran community that Cal was representing. To be able to witness literally double amputees outpace and outpull up current military personnel, and the kind of the competitive camaraderie came back between the veterans and the current military personnel. One of the biggest outputs of all of that, Amanda, was not only, you know, the benefit that we got in supporting them, it also created another charitable event for, we had a place in the booth for people to make personal donations to the foundation. But the third area that had the most impact to us was the personal relationships that it formed between our employees and the veterans in Catch a Lift who would come and support us at these trade shows. And so we now have employees who have created friendships with these veterans. They would go out to dinner, they would share drinks, they would share stories, they would get to know each other. And I'll never forget the day before we did this first trade show, we had a call from Lynn and she said, "I cannot tell you how excited the four people that are showing up in Montgomery, Alabama are to get on an airplane, to get back into the military community, to be in a trade show for 3 days with you all." Like, they were so energized to be able to do that and to support the foundation and to support us. And it just had this supernatural effect where it had such positivity for Cal, it had such positivity for IDT, it had such positivity for the military community that we were there supporting. And it just, it's a really, really powerful example of how the partnership has benefited not only our employees, but also the veterans who participate in Catch a Lift.
That sounds like such a fun and positive perspective and experience. I mean, to be walking through a trade show and see that, how can you not be drawn to at least watch? I would be.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I was really struck by just the perfect balance that it created.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So like you mentioned, this is a unique take on helping the veteran community, the physical education part and keeping them active and the gym equipment and things like that. So why should other companies join IDT in supporting our veterans and perhaps in supporting them in this way?
I firmly believe that supporting veteran causes helps us build a much stronger community. It creates awareness for the sacrifices of our veterans, but it also creates an emotional connection between the everyday citizen and the warfighter. I think in the industry specifically that we serve, which is government service, national security, IT, it makes the mission of the company much more impactful when you're able to not only service your customers' interests, but also give back to those whom have sacrificed, who are also the customer that you're serving. I am a huge advocate for companies to support veteran programs. I'm an even bigger advocate that companies who are servicing the military and the DoD community give back to the community for which they are able to make a profit out of. So I think the combination of giving back to those who have sacrificed the most, specifically when you're operating in that community, I just think it's something that creates a whole bunch of beneficial connection, but it also creates a lot of emotional connection, which I think is probably an understated value in the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that perspective that you said, I'm giving back to the community that they're serving and also profiting from. That's an excellent point of view. Is there any news, upcoming news related to this work that you wanted to share today?
So Catch a Lift has numerous upcoming events. They're doing events on a monthly or weekly basis. They're too large to tick off, but I would encourage people to go to their website and check out the events section of their website. They have a list of all of the upcoming events. There's also information there as to how individuals can become either personal sponsors or corporate sponsors, donations of the foundation. As you can tell, we're highly passionate about the cause. Every dollar that we can help raise in support of the work that Lynn is doing at Catch a Lift Foundation will support some veteran in some way to further the benefit of both physical and mental education.
Lovely. And before we close, is there anything else you'd like to say about why this particular cause keeps you engaged?
Thinking about that, the mantra of Catch a Lift is changing bodies, healing minds, and saving lives. I think for me and for our company, it's a very powerful statement to live behind because it's also something that we can relate to in our own lives. For those of us who tend to sharpen their minds through physical education, We understand that being able to get access or have access granted to you to physical fitness programs is something that's extremely powerful and really truly does change your body, heals your mind, and does save lives. And I think it's very relatable to the everyday citizen to be able to translate physical education to the benefit of your life, to be able to do that to benefit somebody who's potentially experienced a post-traumatic syndrome and having served in the post-9/11 world. That cause is extremely, extremely personal to us at ID Tech.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for joining me today and for sharing more about this partnership, the cause behind Catch a Lift, and your passion for this particular cause. It's truly amazing to see all the work the government contracting community is doing for the veteran community. So I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Amanda. Thanks for the work that you guys are doing to highlight this.